I was actually born in China.
My birthday is March 9th, 1992.
My birthday was September 22nd, 1980, and I'm 35
October
years old.
October 4th, 1968, and I'm 47.
My birthday is April 14th, 1956, and I'm 60 years old.
Born in 1944, so I'm 72 now.
Yes, I was born in Munich. 1932, that was just a year before Hitler took over.
So we went to Chinese school 6 days a week, Monday to Friday.
Oh my gosh, I'm a monkey! I barely squeaked in!
Well, we lost all our belongings, of course, but that was nothing.
I wouldn't say I knew enough about the philosophy to subscribe to it.
My mother didn't teach me to cry at commercials or when I see a pigeon with a limp.
Because I think that there are qualities of like the situations that you're born into, there's qualities of the human you are, there's qualities of your talents. And it's, I think that you're given a set of parameters.
They seem, you know, sort of curious and persistent. And those are characteristics that I like to maybe align myself with.
Maybe explanations for why you are like you are.
So, I believe in none of it. You know, I think we are who we are.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with monkeys.
A lot of the things I read about monkeys are true of me, yeah.
You're this, I'm that.
But I wouldn't say it, that drives any
You're
of our
this,
lives.
I'm that.
These are the words that I can define myself. These are the words that I can define myself.
You're this, I'm that.
Yeah, yeah. These are the words that I can define myself with.
Yeah, they're sort of close to us, I think, in spirit.
Well-behaved, smart.
Yeah, they're sort of close to us, I think, in spirit.
I think we are who we are.
I do think that I control everything.
You just kind of hope for the best.
Because you can't, you have no choice.
This is my calling.
Periods of punctuated evolution.
I was stunned, because how can anyone predict something that detailed?
I find that very comforting, actually.
If there's nothing I can do about it, then maybe I shouldn't.
Very boring to just totally know
There's
everything,
a
right?
Bulgarian blind lady.
But I think everybody kind of has like a playground with, you know, within which to become who they are.
I find that very comforting, actually.
Maybe they know more than I would like to admit.
And so I think that you're given a set of parameters.
I can't do anything else.
I don't know exactly, but for me it's different.
I don't really believe in fate. I believe more in self-determination.
Or seemingly random things, also deterministic causal things.
Because you can't, you have no choice.
Tapping into the kind of randomness in her seemingly random things, also deterministic causal things. Tapping into the kind of randomness, also deterministic causal things.
God has a plan.
Before there was the science to explain things, there was the religion to explain things.
How is that any more valid or better than someone else's religion?
That would be nice. But I don't really buy it.
Squirrels believe in squirrel gods. People believe in people gods.
Ghosts floating around and all my dead pets.
I guess I choose to believe.
It's a very powerful coordinating
Just like
force.
A presence. Just like a presence. Squirrels believe in squirrel gods. People believe in people gods. There's something out there.
We come back.
Proof would be really nice.
I would like to believe. Be always sort of questioning. They're so simple.
Soften the reality.
It's a very powerful coordinating force.
Just like a presence. There's something out there.
Proof would be really nice. Proof would be really nice.
And I do think there is some sort of afterlife. I'm not sure if it's have a party in the sky, but I think that your people's spirits live on, and they definitely live within family and close friends.
I think the only people that are foolish are not the people that believe, but the people say affirmatively that there's nothing. Because if there's something,
I try to keep an open mind.
To know that I know enough to know that I really don't know.
Skeptical.
Maybe it's a placebo effect.
I don't know.
Think about things in different ways they hadn't considered before.
I think there's comfort in knowing that there's no right way.
I don't know. But I also love that there are things that I don't know, and I would love an explanation, just a solid yes or no.
There are things that I don't know. Maybe it's a placebo effect.
I don't have a strong belief system there.
To know that I know enough to know that I really don't know.
Yeah, I think people like explanations for things.
There's a lot of something else going on.
Think about things in different ways they hadn't considered before.
I have a lot of mixed feelings.
It's like I...